Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos Klal Dalet, and we're looking at Siman Dalet. In Siman Dalet, Chayim addresses the issue of caring on the boat. So he says that there's three things we have to have in mind when we're discussing caring on the boat. The first one, obviously, is that one can carry on Shabbos only in an enclosed area. The boat has the status of an enclosed area. The water around the boat is considered a karmelis, so a person cannot carry from the boat onto the water, with some exceptions, which he will talk about much later on. But in general, the carrying within the boat itself is permitted because it has mechitzas. So that the Chayyim does not even mention that point. That's assumed in our conversation. But above and beyond that, there is a concern of multiple people dwelling on the boat that we find the parallel on land. We have an enclosed area called a chotzer, and it's owned by multiple people. So, midaraisa, one can carry in that area. One is allowed to carry in that area. However, Chazal came along and said you need an aruvei chatzeres. So let's explain the logic behind the aruvei chatzeres and understand its application to the scenario of the boat, and then we'll talk about an example of that. It would be a hotel. It would be a fairly parallel example of that. Midaraisa, there's three rishuyos on Shabbos. There's something called rishus hayachid. Rishus hayachid is defined by the fact that it's enclosed, that it's a certain size. It's made for the function of people to use. There is a Rishus HaRabim, which is a place which is used for the Rabim to travel from place to place or to gather in one place. It has no mechitzas, and that's its function. Then you have everything else, which Midaraisa is considered a Malkum Patur. It's not a Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. So one Midaraisa can carry from the Rishus HaYochid or the Rishus HaRabim to this other type of area. So a public park. It's not an area where people gather, made for the purpose of gathering. It's people go there and spend time there. It's not enclosed. So it is not a private domain. It's a public domain, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim in the halakhic sense. But Chazal came along and said, people say, oh, this is a public domain. It's made for people to go there. It belongs to everybody. It's like a public domain. So it's like Rishus HaRabim. One would carry from, and there one would come along and eventually carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal came along and said that's going to be a problem. That's called karmelis. Within the enclosed area of the chotzer, it's also confusing. So you have this enclosed area, but it's used by multiple families. So it's asking, what is this? Who does it belong to? Oh, it's a public domain. It belongs to everybody in the chotzer. So people's mind, that's a rishus of rabbim as opposed to rishus of a yachid. Now, midaraisa, that's totally mistaken. The definition of rabbim and yachid over here is not the number of people which own it or use it. It's enclosed for the purpose of people's, multiple people using it. That's called rishus of yachid. An area which is not enclosed, that it's made for gathering together with a large amount of people, it's called rishus of rabbim. But in people's minds, that's quite confusing. So Chazal said we're going to solve that problem by making a Aruvei Chatzeres. A Aruvei Chatzeres is we do something which makes it very clear that we're functioning as one single unit. So that's different than Rishus HaRabim, where there's multitudes of people there, each one doing their own thing. So if we get together, we all eat in the same place. That's a Aruvei Chatzeres. It's making clear we're like one big happy family. So caring within the family area, that people will not confuse with Rishus HaRabim. So that was the first time Chazal made a Aruvei Chatzeres. And anytime we make a city Erev, we have to make a Aruvei Chatzeres, which will combine all of the people in the community into one unit. Applying that to the Sina, so that there was a communal dining room where everybody took their meals together. There was a communal kitchen. There was one kitchen on the boat which served everybody on the boat. Everybody came to the dining hall to eat. People did not have their own food in the rooms. People did not go back to their own food to eat separately. They
just basically the Chazal said the primary place of the person's home is the place is where they eat. So we've all come together into one communal dining room. That is the equivalent of a Ruba Chatzeris. Person goes to a hotel for Shabbos, and the hotel is given over to some type of convention, and the meals are taken together. There's no need for Ruba Chatzeris. So that would be the first point that the Chayam touches on. We will clarify this more, Mrs. Hashem, and meanwhile, have a good day.